AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Senate Democrats block a fast-track trade bill wanted by President Obama. Today's test vote falling shy of the 60 votes needed to move that legislation forward. South Dakota Republican John Thune.
What the Democrats are doing today by trying to block us from even getting on this legislation is throwing their own president under the bus.
But Minority Leader Harry Reid says he wants amendments added to the Asia Trade Pact, which supporters of the trade deal say amount to poison pills.
There's a simple path forward. Just put all four bills together, bring them to the floor.
Obama seeks the fast-track authority that would allow him to present to Congress with proposed trade agreements only that it can ratify or reject, not amend. A U.S. military helicopter carrying six Marines and two Nepalese Army soldiers missing somewhere in the Himalayas while delivering supplies to Nepalese earthquake victims. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says the chopper might have landed in an area where mountains are blocking signals.
Right now, we're hopeful. We have reason to believe that this is simply a case of a helicopter that's landed and is out of communications.
Nepalese troops are on foot searching overnight from the helicopter's last known location to where it was supposed to eventually land. A search warrant affidavit unsealed in the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old man by a Madison, Wisconsin police officer says the officer told the next policeman to arrive at the scene that he had been attacked by the victim. That affidavit was unsealed today, which is the same day that Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozani is to announce whether any charges will be filed in the March shooting of Tony Robinson. That affidavit says Sergeant Lamar Gary arrived at the apartment house to see Officer Matt Kenny standing with his gun pointed at Robinson as Robinson was lying on the floor. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 35. This is AP Radio News. Police in an Orlando suburb say they have a handgun from George Zimmerman and two other guns from a man accused of shooting at Zimmerman yesterday. Lake Mary Police Officer Bianca Gillette won't say what, if anything, Zimmerman and the other man, Matthew Apperson, had said about their encounter.
We're still in the throes of the investigation, and the detectives are working diligently to uncover what exactly occurred and the events leading up to that.
Zimmerman, the former Neighborhood Watch volunteer acquitted in the 2012 fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin, was treated for minor injuries after a shot was fired into his pickup truck. Four Minnesota men accused of trying to travel to Syria to join the Islamic State group have been ordered held pending without trial. But a judge in Minneapolis says he is opening to individual plans for each man that could include release to a halfway house. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.